With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel hailing the success of its defenses in the face of an unprecedented attack by Iran.
Israeli officials say they and their allies have intercepted 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched toward their territory. Officials also say Israel has sustained little damage. But tensions remain high. This amid fears of further escalation in the event of a possible Israeli counterstrike.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Virginia is home to the world's largest naval base, and Governor Glenn Youngkin says he feels confident about bridges and tunnels in that region following the accident in the port of Baltimore.
We have 13 bridges that run over some of our rivers. They're inspected all the time. They're actually constructed in ways that provide good protection. But most importantly, it is this series of open shipping lanes and tunnels that provides us great comfort.
Youngkin was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Eight people were shot, including a young girl who was killed in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence yesterday on the city's south side. The 7-year-old was shot in the head and died. A 1-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy also shot multiple times. They were listed in critical condition at last check. The Chicago Police Department says the adult victims were between the ages of 19 and 40. They were standing outside a family gathering at the time of the shooting about 9 p.m. last night. A police officer and several bystanders being hailed for running towards danger to confront the attacker who stabbed and killed six people at a suburban Sydney, Australia shopping center. That mall, one of the country's busiest, a hub of activity yesterday afternoon when 40-year-old Joel Cacciucci used a knife to kill five women and one man. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt the idea last year. The video shows students how life begins and how an unborn baby develops in the womb. Abortion advocates are fighting the legislation. They claim a pro-life video might be, quote, problematic for students. Maya Kobabe's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, continues its run as the book most likely to be challenged by concerned parents. That book, which includes homosexual pornography, has been removed from a growing number of public school libraries after moms and dads, clergymen, and local lawmakers objected. Gender Queer tops the list of challenged books along with other homosexual offerings. This is SRN News. The bird flu outbreak in dairy cows has spread to more than 2 dozen herds in 8 states now.
Health officials say the risk to the public is low and the U.S. food supply is safe. Commercial milk remains safe because pasteurization kills the bacteria and viruses. However, there is limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. That's prompting officials to warn consumers about the risk of consuming raw milk. Jason Walker reporting.
The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he will work to prevent a payout of $33.5 million in the judgment stemming from the wrongful death lawsuit filed years ago by the families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. Simpson's will was filed this past week in Clark County Court in Nevada. This is SRN News.